This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mitchell was just giving us the skinny on Jay Powell's testimony and how we all, well, I mean, you know, some of us anyway, hang on his every word. The word of the day during his House Financial Services Committee testimony today was inflation. No surprise. As of the latest reading, the Consumer Price Index for May, it shows the rate of inflation is slowing, but overall prices are still up. One place that consumers are feeling that a lot, food. Eating at a restaurant, 8.3% more expensive than it was a year ago. Groceries, 5.8% higher. Cereal and baking products rose at an annual clip of almost 11%. So, of course, we sent Marketplace's Samantha Fields to a neighborhood bakery.
Hey, buenos dias.
Every other customer who walks into Blue Sky Bakery in Brooklyn seems to know the owner, Eric Gerza, and the manager, George Mason.
Hey, how are you? Oh my God, it's been a long time. How have you been?
Good.
Gerza opened Blue Sky Bakery 20 years ago, and Mason's been working with him the whole time.
We do everything here. Do the baking, take care of the front of the house, both of us.
They bake everything fresh every day, right in the back. Banana and pumpkin breads, raspberry walnut coffee cake, croissants, cinnamon rolls, and all kinds of muffins.
So we have a pumpkin apple blueberry today. Then raspberry mango bran and a carrot peach walnut.
The muffins are what bring most customers in.
Today, give me the cranberry apricot.
Okay.
I hope.
Thank you.
A muffin at Blue Sky now costs $5.50. That's a dollar more than it was just a year ago. Gerza says he held off on raising prices for a long time, but eventually had no choice because all of his main ingredients had gone way up. Flour, for one.
Butter also was one of those big, it was $2 a pound, up to $4 a pound, and now it's dropped back to about $3 a pound.
Then there's the price of frozen fruits, which they use a lot.
They went up and didn't come down. Raspberries, for example, I think they were somewhere around $3 a pound frozen. They are now at $5 a pound.
And it's not just the ingredients. It's also paper bags, coffee cups, insurance, wages. All of that factors in. Gerza says his wholesale customers, other cafes and stores that buy his muffins, were not happy with the price increases.
I don't think we lost any of them, though. I think they eventually realized that this is the way things are moving.
Regular customers who come into the shop have not really pushed back on the price increases, he says. But that doesn't mean they haven't noticed.
I mean, $5.50 seems like a lot for a muffin.
Chris Liu and his wife, Ann Lynn, live around the corner from Blue Sky.
You always just go back to when you were like a kid. And so I don't really trust my own judgment because I'm like, oh, muffins should be $1.50.
I remember muffins to be like $3.50 or something like that.
Lynn does most of their grocery shopping, and she pays close attention to how much everything costs.
I buy a lot of fruits. They went up a lot. Preserved product went up a lot. Pasta went up a lot. I remember it was dried pantry pasta. It used to be $1.79. And now it's like $2.49 or something like that. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But even though they feel things getting more expensive, they haven't really changed what they buy. And now inflation has finally started to slow for all sorts of things, including food, which Lynn has also noticed.
After like end of last year, it didn't go up that much anymore. So it's been a couple of months that it's been plateauing.
That's been the case at Blue Sky Bakery. After raising prices a few times last year, Eric Gerza says he hasn't raised them in 2023. At least, not yet.
But time will come, and we will also have to raise the retail and the wholesale prices again.
You see that.
For sure.
You guys have a great day.
If and when that time does come, Gerza says, he thinks his customers will be understanding. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.